word of God which we consider today is recorded in St. Matthew's Gospel in chapter 2, beginning at the first verse. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him." When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, "In Bethlehem of Judea. For thus it is written by the prophet, 'And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel.'" Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the young child. And when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also." When they had heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeareth to Joseph in a dream, saying, "Arise and take the young child and his mother, and flee into Egypt, and be thou there until I bring thee word. For Herod will seek the young child to destroy him." When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night, and departed into Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, "Out of Egypt have I called my son." Then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men, was exceeding wroth, and sent forth and slew all the children that were in Bethlehem, and in all the coasts thereof, from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men. Then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremy the prophet, saying, "In Ramah there was a voice heard, lamentation and weeping and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children, and would not be comforted because they are not. But when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeareth in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, 'Arise and take the young child and his mother, and go into the land of Israel, for they are dead which sought the young child's life.' And he arose and took the young child and his mother, and came into the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus did reign in Judea in the room of his father Herod, he was afraid to go thither. Notwithstanding, being warned of God in a dream, he turned aside into the parts of Galilee. And he came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophets, 'He shall be called a Nazarene.'" Once again, through the recounting of the Scriptures, we have heard of the birth of the Christ child in Bethlehem of Judea. God the Son was made true man, born of a virgin, and laid in a manger. An angel told the shepherds in the field nearby that this child was none other than the Savior of the world, the Messiah, and Jehovah God himself. Wise men, and the Bible doesn't tell us their names or how many there were, from a land or lands east of Judea, learned of the Messiah's birth through the appearance of a star. And they traveled a great distance to come and worship this newborn king and bring him costly gifts. When they arrived in Jerusalem, Herod was troubled at their quest and inquired of the chief priests and scribes where the Messiah was to be born. They rightly understood the Scriptures and quoted from Micah chapter 5, verse 2, pointing out that Bethlehem was to be the place of Messiah's birth. But what happened after this? The wise men continued on their journey and were led by the star to Bethlehem and to the very house where Jesus was. There they worshiped Jesus and offered him gifts. Herod the king felt threatened by the birth of the Messiah and sought to kill him and prevent him from reigning on the throne of David. The chief priests and scribes knew the scriptures and could tell Herod where the Messiah was to be born, but nowhere do we ever hear of their traveling the short distance to Bethlehem to worship their newborn Savior and King. The question today is, what about you? You have heard of his birth and know of his sufferings and death for your sins and the sins of the world, and of his glorious resurrection. You have heard God's offer of mercy and forgiveness to all who repent and look to Jesus in faith for pardon and life eternal. How do you respond? Do you, like Herod, reject Jesus and try to silence those who would speak to you of him because Jesus is a threat to you and to your way of life? Or do you, like the chief priests and scribes, know all the facts about Jesus and his redemptive work, but still fail to come and bow before him and give him your praise and worship, trusting in him as your Savior? Or, like the wise men of old, do you follow the star, hearing and believing what the Holy Scriptures say of the Christ child, to find Messiah Jesus and worship your God and Savior, presenting him with the costliest of gifts, even your very selves? We pray. O dearest Jesus, you are the Almighty God and our Maker. We thank you for taking on flesh and blood and coming into this world to redeem us from sin and death. We praise you and give to you our treasures and our lives. Amen. Scriptures quoted from the King James Version of the Bible. Music is from the Hymnal Project.